Five people in the town of Norfolk, Nebraska, were murdered last September during an apparent bank holdup. Local citizens are frustrated that their taxes may be raised to help the county pay to prosecute and defend the men accused in the killings. From Nebraska Public Radio, Carolyn Johnson reports.
This rural community of about 24,000 people had never seen such violence. On the morning of September 26, three men entered a U.S. bank branch at a busy intersection on Highway 81. The bank's surveillance tapes show the men spreading out with pistols, shooting the victims at close range. The four women and one man who died so suddenly were ordinary people conducting routine business. News of the murders quickly spread, causing other ordinary people to fear for their safety. At his job in a small town west of Norfolk, Dan Gillespie heard radio reports describing the crime. His wife and three of his five daughters were at home on their isolated farm.
I left work immediately, telling my supervisor that, you know, there's no day of vacation that would be worth more than being home to know that my wife and little ones were safe.
Gillespie's family was in no danger, and within a day, four men, including a suspected accomplice, were arrested and charged with five counts of first-degree murder. In the wake of the shootings, the Norfolk Daily News published numerous stories on the victims' grieving families and the shock the murders caused. Editor Kent Warnicke says last September's tragedy forced the community to face a new reality.
In the back of our minds, we still thought Northeast Nebraska was a very safe place to live, and this kind of random violence didn't occur. Maybe what we've lost is that sense of innocence. That's probably a good thing, but it's also kind of a sad thing.
The burden for prosecuting and defending the four accused men falls largely to Madison County. Defense costs alone are expected to run to $1 million. All four defendants are represented by attorneys whose fees will be paid by taxpayers, like this woman at a local restaurant who doesn't want her name to be used.
I don't particularly like it. I don't like that my tax dollars are going for it. But do we have a choice? I mean, that's what the law is, so I guess it has to be.
The right of poor people to legal counsel when charged with crimes is well established in both federal and state law. In Nebraska, as in 15 other states, counties pay most of the cost. One man accused in the bank murders is represented by Madison County Public Defender Harry Moore, who already has run up a bill for research and travel to Lincoln to see his client in the state prison and to Georgia to talk with a death penalty expert. Moore says so far he has spent two-thirds of his total budget, and the fiscal year is only half over. Moore says his budget was set 10 days before the bank murders.
In that budget, we did not have any allowance for there being a murder this year. The county board's position was that they were keeping their fingers crossed and hoping nothing happened. And unfortunately, the biggest case that has ever been here happened.
Moore expects to spend about $100,000 defending his one client. The cost for the private court-appointed lawyers for each of two other defendants will be three times that. Part of the defense cost for the fourth defendant will be picked up by the state-funded Commission on Public Advocacy. Jim Mowbray, the commission's chief counsel, says death penalty litigation costs so much because so much is at stake.
When you're dealing with the ultimate punishment, everybody, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, believes that you should have the best defense you can have. You should have the funds available to properly present the defense, and that if you're going to kill somebody, that they were adequately represented.
This comes at a time when Nebraska's death penalty law is in transition. About 6 weeks after the Norfolk murders, the legislature amended the law in an effort to comply with a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Defense attorneys are challenging the new Nebraska law in pretrial motions, adding to Madison County's expense. County officials say they expect to pay the cost without raising property taxes, but are making no promises. Farmer Dan Gillespie hopes any property tax increases can go to another cause.
I'm actually on a steering committee to pass a new bond issue for a new school that's going to raise taxes enough. So it's frustrating to think that we've got another property tax increase coming to defend or prosecute the individuals.
But like many others in Madison County, Gillespie says he wants justice to be served in this case. For the residents of Norfolk and Madison County, that means spending their tax money for both prosecuting and defending those charged with the worst crime ever seen here. For NPR News, I'm Carolyn Johnson in Madison County, Nebraska.